learned certain behaviors and that very terrible behaviors because of the people around me. I used to be comfortable walking everywhere because it doesn't matter. I'm a person. I'm a South African. This is South Africa. I'm free to walk wherever I please as long as it's a public place. And now I've learned certain behaviors. Like if I walk into a restaurant and it's only white people, I feel uneasy. I feel slightly uncomfortable. Like why, you know, where are my people? Because of experiences I've had growing up. You know, I've had experiences where I was racially attacked, racially abused, and I'm over that. I don't mind that. You know, that's a problem you have. You have a problem with race. It's not a me problem. I'm not gonna let it stop me from living my life, right? But over time, as strong as you can be, as open-minded as you can be, certain experiences will take a toll on your openness. You know, sometimes you'll be hesitant to talk to certain people because they're a certain way. Sometimes you'll be reluctant to go certain places because certain people have experienced certain things there, you know? And you look at yourself and you're like, I am that person. That's how I look, you know? And these people aren't going to give 2 minutes to try and find out who I am as an individual. They're just going to judge me based on the way I look. So why should I give them that same respect, that same honor? Why must I sit down and find out that you're actually a nice person? Why can't I just say, okay, all these people are like that, and throw them away? You know? So the cycle of hatred continues. The cycle of oppression continues.